This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A Western Colorado judge is telling ICE to stop immigration detentions at courthouses. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
There have been 5 to 10 detentions in and around the Garfield County Courthouse. The Judicial District's chief judge says the actions are frustrating the process of justice and could have a chilling effect on all the people who have the right to participate fairly in the judicial system. DA Ben Sollers says he too hopes to protect his criminal cases.
We have a responsibility to protect defendants, victims, and witnesses from fear of coming to the courthouse.
The chief judge says ICE now has to go through security and state their reason for being in the courthouse if they come in at all. And if they make any more detentions, he would hold them in contempt. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
About 100,000 Coloradans could lose Medicaid coverage next year if Congress ties the program to employment. CPR's John Daly.
A new analysis from the Urban Institute, funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, finds as many as 108,000 people could lose coverage. Most people enrolled in the program are already working or could meet rules for exemption, according to the report. Here's policy analyst Catherine Hempstead.
There's not a lot of ways, and it's not simple. And what ends up is really you're taking coverage away from a lot of people that need it and that actually are working.
Republicans have argued a work mandate encourages enrollees to find employment and reduce their need for public assistance. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Republicans in the Colorado legislature are asking the Department of Justice to review the constitutionality of a newly passed state gun law. They want the law reviewed by a new Second Amendment Enforcement Task Force at the Justice Department. Colorado Representative Ty Winter says state Republicans could turn to the federal government for help on other measures they oppose too.
We will continue to elevate issues to the federal level that need be. There needs to be oversight.
The new law could also be challenged in court. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners says it plans to file a lawsuit. This is CPR News.